Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Stack. I'm Alex.
I am Pete.
And we are going to talk about three comic books that came out today.
Today,
unless you're listening to it on Thursday, in which case it was yesterday.
Yeah,
and it's also Boothman
Prime's birthday, if you're listening to it on Thursday.
So we do a regular live show in New York called Comic Book Club that goes out through the Nerdist Network. It is live on Tuesdays at 8 p.m., and if you're listening to this on Thursday, it is Boothman Prime, the guy who runs our booth. It's his birthday.
Yeah, super nice dude.
Oh, what were you going to say, Pete?
Super nice dude. That guy's awesome.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's no Pete the Poodle? Is that?
What? No.
Is that a thing?
No, it's not a thing.
No, that's not a thing?
Not a thing.
You sure? I don't know. I was listening to this podcast about Preacher called Preacher Men.
Yeah? That sounds like a great podcast.
It sounds like a great podcast. And they were talking about something with Pete the Poodle, and I couldn't quite understand what it is.
It's not a thing.
To be honest, mostly I listened to the first 3 minutes of the last 10 seconds of the podcast, so I'm not 100% sure what's going on. But
that's a weird way to listen to podcasts.
I'm just saying, hashtag Pete the Poodle, is that?
No, that is not a thing. You're making something up that's not real.
All right, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Let's talk about the comic books that we're going to talk about today and kick it off with Marvel's Thor number 23. Now, this is about a god of thunder and another god of thunder. And what happens when they just
and another god of thunder? There's three gods of thunder.
There's a lot of gods of thunder. Now, I was sitting next to you when you were reading this book, and you were cackling like a gleeful madman.
Oh man, it was so great. This is such a great issue. Jason Aaron killing it. That's the thing. Like a lot of people, you know, when there's big character choices, there's kind of a changing the guard that upsets people. But I don't care as long as the writing is great and it's for a bigger purpose and a good reason. This new Thor, I have been loving this. Now, if you would have told me there's going to be a new Thor, I've been like, it's dumb. I'm not on board. But they have
regardless of the concept. Punisher Thor.
Yep. Dumb. Don't want it.
Really?
Well, now that you say that, it's kind of interesting.
He shoots bullets out of his hammer.
That would be amazing. I'm so on board now. I pictured like the Super Mario bullets that are big and bullet bills. So this is such a huge event and it's fantastic. I've really been enjoying this Thor, and we're having like a war of Thors here, but just the start of it, the way it starts with this big kind of like battle, and then you kind of have like, yeah, the new Thor is like the best of all the Thors because she's actually smart and is like, hey, guys, fighting isn't always the answer.
Yeah, granted, I don't know exactly where we're going with this, but we're entering into Marvel Legacy when it seems like they were setting a lot of stuff down to its basic level, its older level, and reversing a lot of the changes that they made. If they get rid of Jane Foster Thor, I'm going to be so bummed you're exactly right. She's such a good character. She is very much a Thor, and she is impulsive, but she fights against her impulsiveness. And here she's battering Vostag, who is the nicest person that anybody ever knows, who went through a horrible traumatic experience, picked up the ultimate Thor hammer, and became the War Thor. Yeah. And the dichotomy and interplay between the two of them is just, it's great. And it's a really emotionally driven story, even when it is two Thors fighting and bringing the Nine Realms down around them.
Yeah. It's just beautiful, so powerful. Just says so much about like the characters and who they are and what's right. And it was epic. I mean, I was, just every panel like, oh my God, this is so cool. And
I really like it a lot. Like I said, we are entering into the next phase of this book. It's followed up by Thor 700, and then we're going into the War of the Realms, the thing that he's been teasing since the beginning of his Jason Aaron's run on Thor. So it's definitely going big. We'll see if it goes home.
Yeah, I just think that... I agree with you. I don't want to see the old Thor back.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck the old Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck like, I like him. I like what they're doing with him, and I think it's great, and I think this journey is going to be great for him, and I think it'll pay off nicely, but I don't want to see him back as Thor yet.
Yeah. Who do you want to see back as Thor?
I like this Thor.
Okay. What about the Punisher, though?
Punisher Thor.
We were talking about that just before. What about like Spawn Thor?
Oh, man.
Angela is kind of Spawn Thor,
she
right?
is, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll keep thinking on this one.
Cool.
Let's move on with our next pick. This is Image Comics' The Black Monday Murders, number 7. Now, I'm surprised this was a pick that you were making, Pete. Not really? Because it's a good book, but because I didn't know you were into this.
This is such a really cool book. Like, so dark, so creepy, so amazing, so powerful. And, like, I really liked the setup and the payoff. I thought it really pays off well.
How so?
Like, you have this creepy thing of, like, okay, you can ask, like, I don't know, the devil or whatever it is, like, these questions that you want to know, but once your time is up, and you can't. And they, like, set that up, and then the spoiling the thing, but then the guy tries to push the envelope. He can't do that, especially if you walk into a room, and there are two people standing on top of a bunch of bones, okay? This is no-nonsense time. You can't talk your way into shit, all right?
The other day, I went into a Subway sandwich shop to order a sandwich, and the guy was standing...
From a sandwich artist?
Yeah, from a sandwich artist. He was standing on a pile of bones, and I was like, come on, just throw out, like, an extra slice of cheese
on
there.
Oh, my God.
Big mistake.
Huge mistake. I'm surprised you're alive right now.
Oh, my God. I barely escaped.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah. Delicious meatball sub, though.
Oh, man. The best. Mwah. Well, maybe not the best.
The best meatball sub. No,
definitely not the best.
Subway sandwich shops.
I do have a soft spot for meatball subs at Subway.
Absolutely. This episode is brought to you by Subway Sandwich Shop. Subway. Take the subway to your stomach.
It's a great commercial.
I agree with you on Black Monday Murders, just to get more specific about the plot for this book. So the reason I was surprised is it's a murder mystery surrounding financial manipulation of the market.
Right.
And not exactly up until now, but peppered throughout the book, there's been this weird mystical thing going on about a cult or family that worships Mammon, some sort of elder god type thing. But as far as I remember, this is the first issue where we're full on in it. Like, they go to the underworld and see some demons and they're talking
to
them.
So fucked up.
It amps it up so huge from where it was before. There's an incredible detail that's thrown into the mystery by the end. This is definitely the most interested I think I've ever been in financial shenanigans, at least since The Wolf of Wall Street, of course. Yeah. A phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
Or when the Subway sandwich artist didn't give me the right change. That was pretty tense as well. But yeah, this is a beautiful book. It's a great book. There's a lot of reading material in it, which is another reason why I was surprised that you were into it, Pete. You're just not usually a fan of books that have a lot of reading pages.
Yeah, I know, but when the payoff is worth it, then I'm in.
Oh, that's interesting.
If there's just reading to be like, look at how smart I am, and then I'm not into it. But, man, I feel like this is worth it. And I also feel like, yeah, I mean, a part of me believes that the stock market and that kind of shit is run by a bunch of devils disguised as humans who don't care about actual humanity and just want to make money at any cost. So I feel like this makes perfect sense.
If you found out that was true, what would you do about it?
I think it is true.
Oh, it is true. So what are you doing about it?
Nothing. I'm staying away from Wall Street at all costs.
Oh. What about The Fearless Girl? You should check that out. It's a pretty powerful statement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a statue.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You should check it out.
I'm not going to go anywhere near that.
Why not?
Because of the reasons I just mentioned.
I don't think those are good reasons.
Dude, what if you happen to walk by and one of the like devil people is also walking by because that's where they work and that's kind of where they live? And
have you ever seen the movie Men in Black or the movie Men in Black 2?
Yeah.
So aliens are living among us. That's
right.
True.
Right, we know that's that.
True. So, and we're fine most of the time. So I'm
most
saying
of the time.
Most of the time.
So don't tempt fate. Don't go down to their realm where they hang out.
All I'm saying is it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Chill the F out.
Okay. Yeah, sure. And, it's not a big deal that all these people are playing with our lives and jobs.
Here's
and
what
livelihood.
I don't get. I see a lot of movies where people are on the floor of the stock exchange and they're yelling a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
What are they even doing? Nobody knows what
they're
doing. They're
trading stocks.
Yeah, but how? They're just shouting stuff at people. Well, it doesn't make any sense. They're just like,
yeah, that's true. But there's somebody who's listening to that and then making, buying and selling based
just
on that.
Talk to each other. Like, people, stop shouting like a bunch of animals.
No, because it's a free for all, because anybody can buy and sell in those pits.
It's crazy. Yeah, so I can just go in there and buy and sell in those pits?
No, you have to you have to do something to get into that pit.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I got to get into the pit, and then I can be like, oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, let's move on to our last pick of the week, Wonder Woman number 31 from DC Comics. Now, this kicks off the, I think, anticipated, I think is fair to say, run by James Robinson. There was a lot of talk online about this once they announced that Wonder Woman was going to have a brother. A lot of people felt pretty frustrated about that, I think I would say, based on the fact that... based on the fact that...
How could that actually work? Because
she's
from...
Well, not even how could that actually work, but the idea of, like, Wonder Woman, the movie came out, it killed, people loved it, and... At the same time, why make a run about a man? So it's like, let's not make it about Wonder Woman. Let's make it about this dude instead. So that out of the way, how'd you feel about this book?
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's not just some dude. It's Hercules.
Right. But it's not the real Hercules.
You see, you said that before, which drove me a little insane. Like, what do you mean it's not the real Hercules?
DC Hercules, who's like not the real Hercules.
So you're saying Marvel Hercules is the real Hercules?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Here, well, actually, the funny thing
is... Now, I like Hercules in Marvel. I like what they've done with that. I think it's a great character. I very much enjoy Hercules as a character, especially when he teamed up with Amadeus Cho. I thought that was a really cool dynamic. You know, the brawn with the brain, that kind of thing. But, like, I don't know. I didn't like, you know, you have this character that you introduce and you're like, you grow to like, and then he's murdered. And then it's like, great, cool.
Sure.
Thanks.
You're saying in the span of this book. Right. I'm just saying that I have always felt like, even though the Hercules in DC comic books is actually probably truer to the character of Hercules from the myths, I've always enjoyed the character of Hercules from Marvel more.
Yeah.
So when I discovered the character of Hercules in DC comics later, it always felt kind of inauthentic to me to comics. And it always felt like, yeah, but that's the Greek myth character. It's not really a comic book character. Mm. It always felt very side to it. So I had a little bit of a hard time connecting to that in his story. I think the art was beautiful. It's some great superhero art in there that I really enjoyed a lot. Wonder Woman looks great. The other characters look great. I do like the idea of Wonder Woman going up against Grail, who is Darkseid's daughter.
Yeah.
And baby Darkseid growing up.
No. Is this now going to be a thing? Baby Darkseid's going to be in a bunch of shit now?
Well, let's talk about that for a second. And by the way, the Darkseid police are coming to get us. We're on fire with our opinions right now. I don't know if you can hear that in the background. But that is pretty weird, right? So baby Darkseid right now.
When did this happen and why is this now a thing in comics?
There was a Justice League run. There was the Darkseid War that happened in Justice League. He got reverted to a baby. Baby Darkseid has showed up at DC Comics Metal. Now, teenage Darkseid, I guess, is showing up in Wonder Woman. And also, Darkseid somehow is playing into the current Mr. Miracle run. We haven't seen him yet, but he's a presence that they're talking about starting this war between Apocalypse and New Earth.
Great.
You just don't like this at all.
I don't like the idea of Baby Darkseid.
Why not?
I just think it's dumb.
Yeah, but it's like Darkseid, but it's littler and cuter.
Yeah, well, great. Murder that baby.
Yeah. I bet Baby Darkseid, when you ask him about something, what his favorite thing is, he's probably like, the anti-wife equation. And they're like, anti-wife equation? This kid never wants to get married. They're like, no, he just has aromaticism.
I wouldn't talk to that baby because he'll shoot you with his weird laser beam eyes.
Omega beams?
Yeah, where they don't go in a straight line for some stupid reason.
That's just bad aim.
It's just
bad aim.
It just gives your opponent more time to get away, even though they follow you.
Yeah,
I don't like the design of that. Yeah. Anyways, that being aside, this book, I've been enjoying Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was one of my favorite DC characters, and I read this issue. I'm not excited. I'm not more excited. I was excited at the beginning because I was like, all right, cool, Hercules. And I'm like, oh, no. So they still have some winning over to do with me for me to get on board. But this is tough because Wonder Woman has been on my pull list for a long time, and I'd hate to take it off, but I might have to.
Yeah. I like this comic just fine. I do definitely hear the criticism of it, and I do wish that they had given it to a strong female team to relaunch immediately after the book.
Also, why is
after
that?
After the movie, excuse me.
Like, there's a lot of outcry for Gail Simone to be writing Wonder Woman. Like, great, if you can't get Gail Simone, there are other female writers that can write this book.
Yeah, just a couple.
What the fuck? There's tons.
No, I'm kidding. I'm being sarcastic. Oh. I'm saying there's tons of them.
Yeah.
That absolutely they could get.
Right. So why do we have a dude running it who's then main big move is like, let's make Wonder Woman have a brother. Like,
yeah.
Come on, dude. This is already an uphill battle. Don't make it harder.
Yes, I agree. That's not necessarily present in this issue. So I do feel like, well, let's see where it goes because
the
art is enjoyable. It's good. I want to see what's happening with Teenage Darkseid. He looks pretty sweet. I'd love to see him hang out with Kid Apocalypse and just see what happens. What would they do? Where would they go? That would be pretty neat.
That's
and also the idea that Wonder Woman is the heir to Hercules' fortune. I don't know what that means, and I'm kind of intrigued by that. So I will stick with it for the moment.
Yeah, but that's a dumb setup because Wonder Woman... She's not a materialistic person.
No, so I know, she, but it's like probably having a treasure. It's like a lot of those cool scarves that have two lion heads on them or something like that, however they make them.
You think she'll get like a badass weapon out of this?
No, I think a badass scarf, which is better because weapons don't keep you warm in the winter, Pete.
Okay. There's a lot of, it seems like a lot to go through just for a nice scarf.
Do you know what isn't a lot to go to for a nice scarf is supporting our Patreon, patreon.com/comicbookclub. We'll give you thank yous and some nice prizes and things like that. Also come see our live show every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. at the People's Improv Theater in New York. We would love to see you there. Pete, what do you want to plug?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about our amazing guests for our live show.
Check us out at Comic Book Club Live on Twitter and comicbookclublive.com. Online on the internet. And as always, if you're listening to this on Friday, it came out 2 days ago.
Thanks for listening.